two people enter, only one will leave. Do you have what it takes? Can you beat Jeez?
Well, I got to tell you, an overall record for Jeets right now, 178 wins, 17 losses. You're 9-0 right now if you get a win today. You get into double digits, and that's kind of where you begin to really super excel.
Yeah, look at Terry. He's able to add 9 plus 1
right.
is I'm 10, trying, and then identify that that is, in fact, double digits.
Well, I'm trying to give you a compliment. I rarely do that on this game. But once you get into that, that is when you tend to excel. Let's get you a play-in partner. Good morning. Which friend of show is this?
Oh, this is Dave in Vancouver.
Hey, Dave in the Coove. We're going to get some snow and some ice later on today. But right now, we got business at hand. You got a chance to win. Speaking of ice, chance to win tickets.
Excellent.
Go see the Winterhawks.
Yeah, Dave in the Coove. It's always tough to, I mean, this is kind of like a civil war. I live up in Vancouver, too, so it's like I'm fighting my neighbor.
Oh, bring it, brother. I listen every morning, and my only shot is because of the weather, I'm not driving right now.
Okay, well, Dave. He's coming locked, loaded, and ready to go. And again, we are playing for Winterhawks tickets for the game February 22nd. That's KGON night. And your neighbor, Jeets, will be out there hosting festivities. So,
go Hawks.
Let's go Hawks. Here we go. Question number one. Again, fellas, name is your buzzer. Best of luck. When was the idea of an atom first introduced?
Jeets. Oh, God. Wasn't it, I'll say, are we talking exact year here? Because I want to say, wasn't it Einstein or somebody who came up with the idea? I'll say 1912.
1912? Incorrect.
Dave.
Oh, I'm going to go further back. I'm going to go like 1540.
1540 is a really good guess. It's actually 400 BC.
How is 1540? No offense, Dave. Talk me through this. How is 1540?
It's much better guess than 1914.
I said 1912.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is much better. That's much better. You're much better. Sorry. Question number two. According to the Jim Croce song, Leroy Brown, he's meaner than what?
This is ridiculous. Oh.
Bad Leroy Brown.
He's
Dave. A junkyard dog.
Boom!
Damn.
Bad Leroy Brown, meaner than a junkyard dog, Jeets.
Boom.
Question number three. What is the name of the NFL's All-Star Exhibition
Jeets,
game?
Jeets, the Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl is correct.
Yeah, it's turned into a flag football game, yeah, but
ridiculous.
They still play it.
Question number four. Where was chocolate milk invented?
Jeets. Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Hershey, Pennsylvania is a good guess, but it's incorrect. Dave.
Ooh. Belgium.
Belgium. Wow, another good guess. Jamaica is the right answer.
These questions are Jamaica me crazy.
Question number five. What city is associated with Alcatraz?
Jeets, San Francisco.
San Francisco is the correct answer. Jeets is one away
from
a victory.
Think about it. San Francisco's known for its rice pilaf and a prison.
Sourdough bread.
Yeah. Sourdough bread there is great in the Ghirardelli chocolate. All right. Question number six. In Turkey, what do people sprinkle on the doorsteps for good luck on New Year's Eve? Dave.
Salt
is the right answer. You guys are tied, fellas.
Woo-hoo.
Question number seven. This hot sauce is only made in a factory in Dave.
Tabasco.
Tabasco is incorrect. In Irwindale, California.
Oh, it's cock sauce. It's,
Sriracha?
Sriracha, yeah.
Sriracha is the right answer for a win.
I remember the first time I told...
Jeez, I'm coming back for you, buddy.
All right, Dave. I remember the first time I told...
See you, Dave.
Dave don't want to hear nothing.
No,
we got to
he's done. He's done. I felt compelled to say sriracha sauce on your behalf because of the way you came at me with your guess.
Well, the first time I told Terry that sriracha was also known as cock sauce, he got very, very uncomfortable.
And I said, wait, isn't that tartar? Anyway. On that note.
Why? Because of all the lumps?
On that note, congrats. You've gotten into double digits.
Yeah, and Dave left far too soon to hear this. Dave was a lot of fun to play, but as soon as that game was over, he wasn't sticking around. He was like, hey, I don't have to go to work because of the weather. But
right. He wants to enjoy his snow day. That was right. The deal.
I don't want to hear you idiots ramble
going
on.
Going back to bed. By the way, we'll do it again tomorrow morning, 7:35. Ever miss an episode of Can You Beat Jeets? They're very easy to find.
Hey, check it out. You can catch all of this good content about cock sauce and tartar sauce and bunch of stuff like that on Terry Boyd's World's Podcast. You can download and subscribe to Terry Boyd's World's Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.